for doing the Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how weighty is the mitzvah of doing kindness with our fellow man, and how careful a person has to be not to miss this mitzvah. Chazal said that the Ammonites and Moabites are not allowed to marry into the Jewish people because they were not willing to sell us food. Bo'urei, says the Chafetz Chaim, come see od et godel gnuto shel ha'ish hazeh shechashadu Chazal d'uba me'erev rav. Our sages went so far as to say that someone who doesn't do kindness with his fellow man, we suspect maybe he's from the Erev Rav, from those Egyptians that tagged along when the Jews left Egypt. Damrinan, the Talmud tells us in the tractate Beitza, Shabtai b'reid Rav Merinos ikila lebavel. Shabtai, the son of Rabbi Merinos, came to Babylon. Ba'minei zuzei le'iska. They asked him, ba'minayu, he asked them, zuzei le'iska, to get a job. Ve'lo ya'avulei. They weren't willing to give him. Mizone. He asked them for some food. He said, okay, you're not giving me a job. I wanted to make a deal with you so I could earn some wages respectfully, but at least give me some food. They weren't willing to give me any food either. Amal, so Shabtai said, Hanim Erev Rav Ka'atu. These people are from the Erev Rav. There's something wrong with their lineage. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says about the Jewish people, "V'natan lecha rachamim v'richamcha," God will give you mercy. One of the traits of the Jewish people is that they're merciful. Kol amrachem ala b'riyot. You see someone who has mercy over God's creations. V'yadua shum zarosh l'Avraham Avinu. You know he's among the descendants of Avraham Avinu. V'chol she'ino mirachem ala b'riyot, and whoever does not have mercy on God's creatures. So you know he's not one of the seed of Avram. V'amru Chazal, and our sages taught, Shlosha simanim yesh b'uma zo. There are three signs for this nation. Baishanim, they know what it means to be embarrassed. They're not brazen. Some people are so brazen, whatever you do, they're not embarrassed. These people, the people of Israel, they are Baishanim. They do get embarrassed. The Rachmanim, and they have mercy. The Gomelei Chasadim, and they do kindness. Umishen bo elu shlosha simanim, en ra'ui li'itdabek bo. And if anyone who does not have these three traits shouldn't connect with that person. A person shouldn't look for a shidduch with that person. A person shouldn't bond with that person. Yes, sir. Okay.
What is the last two traits?
Rachmanut is to feel mercy. You could feel bad for someone who's on death row. Doesn't mean you're going to do kindness with him. Rachmanut doesn't necessarily mean to go beyond and do kindness. Gomel chesed is an act beyond. Out of rachmanut, you might be willing to forgo something. A guy owes you money, you'll forgo it. A guy owes you, he should suffer because of something he did to you, you'll forgo it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you actively go and do something for him. That's rachmanut. You see over here, he said, how could it be they're not inviting me for the meal? Gmilut chesed is more like you visit the sick, you accompany the dead, it's active. The truth is there can be instances where they overlap. A person inviting someone for a meal indicates he has rachmanut, the guy needs food. It's also an act of gmilut chesed. Certain gmilut chesed will stem from rachmanut. Yeah.
So how could somebody have gmilut chesed, but chesed not the rachmanut?
First of all, I think a person could. If you think about it, there are many people who do charity for many other reasons other than rachmanut. At certain junctures, you'll see that they have no rachmanut. There are people who do chesed and they don't have rachmanut. They do it for ulterior motives. Yeah?
Rabbi, like what you said in that book that you just read out to us is very true, but I don't think we generalize with these traits. Can we? I mean, of course, there's going to be many Jews who like don't have mercy, like they won't be so hospitable, and there might be many Gentiles that have all these three traits. I mean, how can you generalize? Like, let's say there's a Gentile who sometimes treats you better than a Jew would treat you. Let's say there's Jewish leaders that kick you out of your homes and stuff like that, but there might be Gentile evangelicals who say that, no, don't kick the Jews out of the land, this is your land. I mean, you can't say that, oh, that Gentile has the traits of Avraham Avinu, so he must be from Avraham Avinu, and this Jew is doing this, so he must be from the Erev Rav. I mean, that's like a little confusing, no?
So let's go step by step. Okay. The Torah says that being that a person who's not Jewish is not going in the way of the Torah, we have a biblical prohibition from marrying them. And as such, we maintain distances. He could be the nicest, kindest, finest person. We're not saying that won't happen. That can happen. There can be a nice person who's not Jewish, and there can be many nice people who aren't Jewish. And nonetheless, we have to maintain a certain distance because the Torah wants us to remain Jewish. And a person who befriends him will more easily intermarry, or children, or next generation at some point. That's what happens. Just look around the world. So the Torah tells us we have to maintain a certain distance. So no one's saying that that all non-Jews aren't nice. No, there could be many non-Jews who are nice, and we still will say that we have to maintain a certain distance. That's the biblical obligation we have. Now, when it comes to Jews, you have to decide who you want as a roommate and who you don't want. Who you're going to sit next to at lunch and who you won't. Whose daughter are you going to date and who not? So Chazal said, when it's a question of who to connect to, even within the Jewish people, Chazal said, take a look. Some people have more of these traits and some people have less. You see more of these traits, you know these are the traits of the seed of Avram. You see less of these traits, you have to wonder, you have to maintain a distance, don't connect.
Oh, but you can't just assume that just because he acts rudely to you that he always from the Erev Rav, he's not a Jew. You can't say that.
I didn't say he's from the Erev Rav. I said, Ein Ra'ui Li Dabek Bo. In the story where he came to a town and no one in the town was willing to offer him a meal, no one was willing to help him out and start a business, there he said, these people are Erev Rav. How do you have a whole town where no one's willing to act decently to a fellow Jew? That's a different story. We didn't say that we would call that shot. He, Shabtai, in the story, he called the shot, but we wouldn't.
Shabtai Tzvi said this?
Not Shabtai Tzvi. In the Talmud, a man by the name of Shabtai, the son of Rav Merinos.
Oh, okay.
Gidon.